get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Civility 360, your platform for all things civility, where civility, influence, and action are our deliverables. I'm your host, Professor Cornet A. Joseph, and I'm joined by my good friend and co-host, the global world civility leader, Sir Clyde Rivers. How are you doing today, my friend?
Man, I'm good. I'm good. We finally got Dr. E. Smith on the line. People, yes. This is going to rock today. Man, thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Dr. Edward Smith, how are you doing today?
Well, as Dr. C said, man, I'm rocking it. I'm excited to be here. This has been a hard to get everybody's schedule lined up because we're all out doing the work of civility. So we can't apologize for that. But at the same time, man, what a great opportunity to be with my brothers here and the civility nation out there.
Very good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you kindly for making time for us today and being able to be on the platform. We want to jump and dive right on in. I want you to tell the listening and viewing audience just a little bit about yourself and who they'll be listening and watching today.
Well, they're going to be listening and watching a very humbled person that has been, I believe, God has brought this together at such a time to bring chaplaincy into a global stage. And that was what Dr. Rivers had shared with me 2 years ago, starting at Primus University of Theology. And you know, you got some fantastic chaplains, as Dr. Rivers always points out, and that's why I'm even more humbled by this. But I'm kind of a hybrid chaplain. And by that, I'm not just a niche. In other words, there's chaplains, hospital chaplains, horse chaplains, medical chaplains, army chaplains. I mean, I can just keep going and going and going. But I'm kind of a hybrid in the sense that I'm a law enforcement chaplain, but I'm also a disaster response chaplain. I'm also a professor myself, an author. I use all of these things to take chaplaincy, which is actually civility in action. That's why I get along so good with this whole concept. And so I'm a chaplain that's involved in feeding. I'm a chaplain that's involved in mitigating the crisis when the why God questions are going on. I might be leading a seminar. I might be riding in a squad car. I'm listening to somebody's story. I'm at a hospital. Wherever the yellow tape is, you may find me there. But more importantly, this icon just lets that go out to the whole world. And we're making a calling for more civility to be unleashed, which is just compassion in action, to be unleashed through even more chaplaincy. And I've been using the award to honor others, which is why I was drawn to this. The first thing when I was given this, I said, can I give it away? Meaning the honor. I was honored. And man, that's what we've been doing. And we're just rocking and rolling with that.
He's doing it. Let me hit this, Professor V. This is E, okay? This is, watch this here. This man, in my travels around the world, he is the chaplain philosopher of chaplain civility. I'm telling you, we have phenomenal chaplains. This man, Dr. Edward Smith, has the evidence and results of actually working it from angles I never thought possible. This is why I Change Nations. We established an award in Dr. Edward Smith's name. It's a chaplain award. We only give that award, you know, Dr. V, to former presidents, first ladies. They get this award. So this man, what his knowledge, when you sit down, when you hear him, it's almost like when you hear someone that knows what they're doing and they're talking, it draws your attention more. This man has more knowledge about chaplaincy than any other person I know. And I know some great chaplains. So that's what he's not going to say, but I need to say that. Over to you, Professor V.
Yes. Man, this is what it's all about, folks. And I hope that you all are picking up what we're putting down. When you hear the statement or the title, when you hear these words put together, I Change Nations, Global Civility Icons, man, you know something is about to go down. But then when you add on top of that Global Civility Chaplain of the Year, you have to start scratching your head like, hey,
I do. Look. Right?
I mean, there's so many things that we can discuss, but I want to dive into this perspective. When you hear Dr. Edward Smith, the words blessed are the peacemakers. What does that mean to you?
Well, first of all, that is the greatest calling, chaplaincy aside, period. Those of us that love God and follow those great commandments, the peacemaker, which is key foundation of being civility, is the peacemaker, the one who is called to bring the calm and the chaos. It's the one who's called to bring the peace into the misunderstandings, the rage, the violence. It doesn't have to be anything huge. It just means the peacemaker starts finding a way to say, I'm not going to let this get to me. I'm not going to take this personally, except I'm going to take personally. I want to do something to mitigate this. It just means the peacemaker starts looking for solutions, starts looking for the civility way to sit down. We talk about this all the time. I may not agree with you. Not everybody may agree with Dr. Rivers or you, but if we can't sit down with one another and talk, we're not being peacemakers. You have to understand the only way forward is to say, I may be one of the solutions. I may want be one of the 7 billion solutions on this planet. But whatever it is, I want to tell this to peacemakers. You are bringing calm to the storm. You are settling the rage. You are taking away the wounds that are bleeding out. And you're saying, look, I care about you. I'm concerned about you. I'm listening to you. I'm going to help you in whatever way I can. And if it just means I shut up and listen to you and hand you a bottle of water, I'm a peacemaker. And so I'm settling myself down. I'm not getting my own agenda. That's hard to do. It's very hard to do. So when you can help change a nation one person at a time, one icon at a time, all a peacemaker is they're responding to the call of God to come and do something about whatever's out of control, whatever hatred might be popping up. Hey, let's stop that. And that's why I got so excited about this I Change Nations, about what the whole concept is, about this lost art of civility. And so I know I'm preaching to the choir, literally. I can pass out the offering right now, but I really wound up and passionate about this because this is the way forward on our planet. This is the way forward when we're converging with so many ideas, we're overaccelerated. We don't know what to do with all the information pouring into us. Everybody wants their voice, but what they want is their own way. Well, if everybody gets their own way, we're not going to go anywhere either. So how do we find a common way?
That's really good.
That's civility. That's really good. That is the civility way.
That's really good. And you know what? And Dr. Renette, I've seen this in motion. When I went and spent a couple of days with him as we established his award at the Dallas District Attorney's Office, officers were there loving this man because in the midst of their hard times that go above and beyond work, the man of God was there helping them, not above and beyond the call of duty, service. And when you're walking around and you see an entire floor of people honoring this man, you know something's been lived. And watch this here. And then this man presents to the actual Texas Jailers Association, people that are in the midst that are battling with mental challenges. He's right there. And man, his content, his practicality, he is the philosopher of chaplain civility. People, you heard it first right here on the Civility Icon Show. Over to you, Dr. V.
Wow. Listen, you know, a lot of times people don't understand the magnitude of the conversations that they get to be a part of. You know, I've had the opportunity to sit amongst Dr. Smith and Sir Clyde Rivers and literally be just kind of like that fly on the wall. And when I tell you the conversations that are had, the thought patterns and processes to make humanity a better a solution, I have an experience. I've traveled all around the world. And when you have that kind of bond, there is no limitation. You know how people like to say sky's the limit? No, there is no limitation.
Amen. Yes.
I am super excited to see where we go from here. You know, we have the opportunity to say that Dr. Smith is literally the best of the best in his field. But what does that mean to you? Well, I hope that you take the opportunity and the time to study and to learn and to Google, if you would, who Dr. Smith is. Because this is not, you know, a pound on your chest type of interview. This is an interview to open up what you cannot see so that you can see from a different lens. Amen. Humanity and civility above all else. And that's what I'm appreciative for. I'm appreciative to be in the presence and on a platform with people who don't think of themselves, who always seek to better others. And that, my friends, I hope you understand, is the heart behind the entire thing. Amen. So, Dr. Smith, let me ask you this. I mean, you've been all over, you've worked all over. What is one thing that stands out to you the most in most of your experience, not all of it, but something that every time you sit down, it comes back to mind when it comes to chaplaincy or civility in action?
Well, it's very interesting you said that. And I was scanning my brain for the thousands and thousands of days I've lived. It comes down to something I used to teach in disaster work that would be used to refresh you at the end of a day of being in a ground zero or a morgue or just somebody having the worst day of their life. You would sit down at the end of the day and you'd simply write this down. Where did I see God at work today? And when you write that down, and I had to do it when I was the director of Katrina, and we were overseeing the morgue at St. Gabriel. I was overseeing the Family Assistance Center in Baton Rouge. I was down in the Ninth Ward, leading families into those devastated neighborhoods. I had to write on my daily action report. I had to finish each day. Yeah. I see God at work today. Here's where it embarrassed me really quick. Is when you do this, and I challenge both of you, if you even do it for just 10 days, you're going to be amazed. But when I had to do it hundreds of days in a row, I literally could see Jesus going out of the door as I was coming in for a meeting. Mm-hmm. I could literally see him preparing the way for what I was about to come into and sit down with a family. Because I was so much seeing God at work, I saw him at work. And so when I refer to that young 13-year-old that prayed to make the world my office on a mountaintop in Hawaii, all the way through how 9/11 changed my trajectory of why I went into chaplaincy after that, to the fact of now I'm in disaster sites writing every single day, no matter how bad your day is. Where did you see God at work today? I will tell you this, brothers, and I'll tell you this, anybody watching this, you will see God at work. And then the humbleness comes when, why am I not living that way every single day? Mm. Because you see the power unleashed. And let me tell you again, brothers, that's civility. That's God revealing himself through loving your fellow man to going with no agenda, which is why I was drawn to Dr. Rivers and then at you, is the fact that it's putting into practicality what God has been telling us. Can you love me with everything? And if you do, you go and love your neighbor. Everything else will take care of itself, and you better love yourself. So don't go dogging on yourself. I know I'm preaching like a chaplain now.
Come on now.
When you see God at work every single day, you will be humbled. You will be refreshed, and you will be reminded who's in charge of this planet. And when that happens, you bring hope back, and that's the biggest commodity chaplains bring is hope. I don't have all the answers, but what I do have is hope, and now I have civility. So I've got two great tools I'm bringing in with my bottle of water. So,
Dr. V, Dr. V, I want to do an I Change Nations chaplain in actually Dallas. So we talked about that, and as the world opens up, I really believe it's a door opener for a lot of solutions. And man, I'm telling you, and when I told you, Dr. Edward Smith is a professor, modern day philosopher of civility chaplaincy, when you hear his stories and where he's been on the ground, you actually know that when that guy walks on the other side of the tape, experience is going, knowledge is going to help people in their worst day. Not a bunch of people that don't have the experience, or the philosophies, as you get a chance to set, and I'm gonna recommend a lot of our shows on our iChange Nations. People, as you watch this, contact Dr. Edward Smith and have him on your show. This stuff needs to expand. Go ahead, Dr. V.
There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. As we've been saying from the beginning, these are not hidden jewels, because that's what a lot of people like to say. We don't want to give flowers when people are dead. We don't want to speak well at a eulogy. We don't want to come bring you something that you cannot enjoy. So please, ma'am, please, sir, hear us very, very clearly. When it comes to I Change Nations, we're changing nations one small step, one person, one region, one country at a time. But we need you to know who the modern day heroes are. We want you to see them living, breathing, and doing the work. And that is why we have decided every year to bring about the global civility icons around the world, so that you may be able to tap into their expertise, you may be able to learn from them, and you may be able to even work with them. This is what true civility is about. It's not being selfish, but being selfless. So hopefully you are picking up what we are putting down. And there's something, I mean, man, I've got to do it. I've got to ask this question, because we're talking to, you know, the maestro, we're talking to the man with the plan. Help me to understand this, Dr. Smith. Shed some light on this statement. Be ye doers of the word and not listeners only.
That's right. James 1:22, baby. It lights it up. It means, okay, so you're hearing good stuff. You hear about civility. You hear that some of the best sermons from your pastor, your bishop, whatever. And then you do nothing. So you're hearing great stuff. And, you know, we always joke, Dr. Rivers and I will joke all the time about basketball. And I always go back to Iverson, you know, who was misunderstood with this statement. Well, let me tell you, if when you just sit in your pew, you sit on your hands, you just do nothing but hear great stuff about civility or all these quote unquote icons. And what a neat story, but you don't do anything with it. Then you're actually not doing the work. You're just listening or watching a really good movie. Well, you know what? Get up, get in the game, get moving, start showing civility to your neighbor. Change even how you drive. Let me just tell you, with coronavirus, we got road rage going out the yin-yang. We need people to drive in civility. We need to let the neighbor pull in front of them sometimes. We need to quit all this out-of-control mindset that we're in, and we need to calming ourselves, loving people next to us, saying, man, they might be having a bad day. What am I doing? And now I want to go put into action the doer of the word. I don't want to be accused at the end of my life, he never did a thing. Because that ego, that is about, I want to hear job well done, mission well done. You ran the good race. You fought the good fight. And you came along, brothers and sisters, like I'm on this right now with. And that's the excitement. We're on the kingdom team. We're on the team that looks out beyond ourselves. It's not about Edward Smith, even though Edward Smith should take care of himself. But I want to take care of others. God said, I want you to have a life abundantly. You know what makes me happy? I see other people have abundant lives. I am striving for that, because I don't want people not to come for me, and I don't want to make sure I'm not coming for them. We got to come for each other, lift each other up. I'm preaching civility again. It's in book one, verse one. Look under there, Rivers of Civility. You'll see it in the book. But I get wound up on this stuff. It streams out. It's a river. It's a river of civility.
Dr. V, we're coming to you real soon with this Rivers of Civility book. We'll get this because watch this here. This is what I learned. People, I am working with everybody, because guess what I've learned? You in the world's system, you will never get it your way 100%. You're gonna have to sit down with somebody and dialogue, and you're gonna give and you're gonna take. At the end of the day, there's two people with opposing views. The view of civility allows us to hear each other and move things to the next level. Now, Dr. Edward Smith, he is our global icon chaplain. That's with everywhere I've been, everywhere I know, that he is the one when there's a disaster, he helps put your life back together. And that is true. And he's done it with evidence and results. Everywhere I went with him when I was in Dallas, people revered him. And it's not because of his talk, it's because of his walk. And mm-hmm. his wife has her knee on his wife is one of the greatest assets he has.
Totally.
Standing with him with support, strong in her own self.
Yes.
But it was great. I was blessed to spend that day with you guys. And also Wendy at the DA's office. Wendy's a legend. Tell her I mentioned Wendy on the show. She's a legend.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely. Any parting words for us, Dr. Smith?
Hey, just keep on, first of all, quit listening unless you want to learn something, but then go and apply it. Keep following what I think. I just want to just tell you guys what a blessing this whole civility I Change Nations is. I don't even think you realize what you have unleashed on the world and in the name of God to go and take care of one another, because can't even get respect for one another, lifted up in compassion and honor and patience, we're not going to get anywhere. And I don't want to live a life on this planet where it was a waste of time. So keep trucking and be doers. Keep being civil to one another and yourself, and just stay tuned and keep putting all this in action. Man, what you guys are highlighting, what you're focusing from academia, I can't even keep up with all your icons, you know, government, marketplace, publishing. You got dialogue icons. I mean, you got language people. You know, I'm just sitting back going, oh my gosh, look at the endless civility. So you guys, you have to realize you're igniting me, because I can keep going, because I am a team collaborative player, and I get excited when I see a vineyard or I see a team come together in one common purpose of what a team's going to go do. And you don't win by fighting amongst each other. You win when you move as one team with all your individual parts, knowing exactly where to be at that moment on the court. And that's what you're helping highlight. That's where I believe we're going from this, is then what do we do with all these icons and awards and distinctions and honoring? Because now we got to go keep putting it in play, keep putting it in play. So you guys, thank you for letting me be a part of I Change Nations. Thank you for, I want to say this again, I'm not dead. And I get to pass out something in my name. Astounding to me. So just saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, indeed. Well, blessings, peace, and productivity, but most of all, civility to you all, folks. I hope that you've picked up something and that you can learn something. You can watch the replay. You can share this with others. At the end of the day, we want to teach you how to lead like a gardener. What does a gardener actually do? A gardener tills the ground. He makes sure that he puts seeds in the ground, and he has anticipation and expectation that there will be fruit from what has been planted. So hopefully we have planted some seeds with you today that will grow and flourish in your life. You will see chaplaincy and civility from a completely different lens and level. But at the end of the day, know this. Civility starts with you. So go out and make sure that it is contagious. We'll talk to you all soon. You've been listening to Civility 360 and the man with the plan himself, Dr. Edward Smith, the Global Chaplain Icon of the Year. Talk to you all soon and have a great day. 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 Great.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio, see our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.